531.
PME News at 9. Talo Falava, I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. Six people are being treated in Waikato Hospital today after a three-car crash. Five ambulances were called to the Waikato Expressway in Rangiriri just after 9 o'clock last night. Three people are in serious condition and three more have moderate injuries. Police are investigating the cause of the crash. An $11 million top-up into the Fog Cannon subsidy scheme gives retailers added security from ram raiders and aggravated robberies. But questions have been asked about the spike in youth offending in relation to retail crime. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says a turnaround program to reduce youth crime is making a difference.
70% of the kids who have ended up in the turnaround program haven't gone on to reoffend. There is still reoffending, though. We've also got to do more to stop them offending in the first place. I acknowledge that we have experienced a spike. The spike is not as high as it was towards the middle of last year, but it's still an unacceptable level, so we've still got more work to do.
Into the Pacific, a Samoan writer has turned her research about Scottish novelist Robert Louis Stevenson into a play. Stevenson, in his latter years, settled in Samoa and was given the title Tusitala, the teller of tales. Atutahi Paul Takajus has more.
Samoan poet Sia Figal has dedicated several years to researching Stevenson's life and career, resulting in her play Otusitala, Teller of Tales. Figal was challenged to write a paper on the musical influence Pacific people and Samoans had on Stevenson's writing, but she says his works should be shared with a larger audience rather than just academics in a paper. Otusitala, Teller of Tales, is a one-actor play with 18 characters, played by Tuyasau Olese Petaia. It premieres today at the Blue Wave Theatre in Vaivase, Samoa.
And back home, it's hoped a resource in Samoan will help some misconceptions around writing a will. The Public Trust has launched an information booklet on wills and enduring powers of attorney in Nganganga Samoa, along with having advisors who can also speak Samoan. Trust CEO Glenis Talivai says some people think you only need a will if you own a house, but that's not the case.
These days, many people have KiwiSaver or other assets that are just as important about being clear as to how you want them to pass on. A will can also talk about who's going to look after your children or what you want your funeral to look like. So, you know, it's much more than just about property or money.
And Cook Islanders from across the motu gathered in Mangere, Auckland to farewell the former Minister for Pacific Peoples. The Honourable Upito William Seal was celebrated with gifts, dances, songs and a feast at the Achu Community Hall. Cook Island Community Leader Anthony Tangatato says he set a high bar for the new Minister for Pacific Peoples.
Huge me taki mata to our Cook Islands community across Aotearoa, across the motu, for the support and the acknowledgement of our former Minister of Pacific Peoples, Upito Seal. Barbara Edmonds, yeah, she has big shoes to fill, but we know that we're behind her 100%.
And that's your PME News at 9. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmenews.co.nz.